You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anyway, Jensen McRae is coming to Aotearoa as a part of Laneway 2026, following the release of a 2025 album, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Last month, JC spoke to the folk alt-pop singer herself ahead of her trip down under. Let's have a listen.
Kia ora, guys. My name is JC, and I'm here with Jensen McRae. How are you doing tonight? It's probably really late in your end, isn't it?
It's not too bad. It's about 7:30, so oh, okay. Not quite my bedtime.
Honestly, I'm really excited for your set at Laneway that's coming up in February because I took the time to listen and I really love your voice. Can I just say, like, you have such a really soft voice in terms of your the music that you make, and I just love that because it's some of your songs, like Savannah right now, are currently on my loop for my drive home, and it's such a beautiful song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This will be your first time going to New Zealand and Australia. Do you have any expectations?
I mean, I'm really excited just to be spending February down under because I'm so used to that being winter. So I'm really excited to have a little extra summertime.
Like, have you done your research about, like, in terms of the scene or the culture of New Zealand and Australia?
I don't know a ton. I mean, I've heard that Sydney is pretty similar to LA in terms of vibe, so I'm very curious to see if that holds up. And I have a couple friends from New Zealand that have just only told me really wonderful things and how much they love going home and like how proud they are to be from there. So I'm really excited to be like in those places that I've heard so much about, but I don't really know a ton about any of the places that
I've heard. Do you want some recommendations?
Oh, sure.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so one recommendation that I really think that you should go in terms when you're coming into Auckland is go to Waiheke. If you love wine and, like, I don't know, a ferry ride, go to Waiheke Island because it is such a nice time, especially in summer when you're going over there because the vineyards are ripe and people go there for the vineyard tours and also getting away from the city as well if you wanted to get some secluded moments in your time in Auckland. So that's one recommendation. When you were making your music, it to me, it sounds like you had such nostalgia influence into it. Can you recall any good moments that made you feel like, oh my gosh, I did it? Like good moments that you can look back on?
I mean, I was really proud like of all of the writing process of kind of all of the songs. I really felt like on this album there was a big leap in terms of my writing ability. And I remember that when I first started talking to Brad Cook, who ended up producing the album, our first FaceTime call, he told me that he felt like he saw a huge amount of growth from my first album to the music that I was bringing to him for the second one. And that just made me feel really proud because that's all I want to do as an artist is to just grow and get better. Like I'm not seeking necessarily to make the best thing ever or even my best thing ever. Like I just always want to do a little bit better and always feel like I have room to grow. And I feel like the second album was a big leap forward. And I feel like whatever comes next is going to be a big leap forward from that too.
Oh, and that actually kind of leads up to my next question as well, because do you have like a specific community that you surround yourself with when in terms of like music in general?
Yeah, I have a lot of great people around. I love my band. I really love playing with my band and traveling with them. And my keyboard player is my little brother. He's like probably the most important member of my musical community. Yeah.
What? That is so cool that you have family on your band because not many people do.
It's so lucky.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, I really want to know more about your brother because like how many times have you guys been on tour together?
The first time we toured together was the end of 2023. I played 5 headline shows. I had him open for me and then play like a little bit of piano with me in my set. And then in 2024, when I was opening for Noah Kahan, it was him and my best friend playing guitar for me. And then this past year, we added bass and drums to the band. And so it was me and my 4 guys. So we've been doing it now for 2 years and there's no signs of stopping. He has job security for life if he wants it.
Oh my gosh. No, I can't. Now I'm actually really looking forward to it now that I know that your brother is on this.
He's amazing. And also, if I can just say to your listeners, he's also an amazing artist and has an amazing artist project. His name is Holden McRae. And he's so wildly talented, not only as my keyboard player, but also as his own artist, singer, songwriter. He's amazing.
I want to know what makes your set uniquely to you.
Well, I feel like when I'm doing a festival set, I have a little bit of a different challenge ahead of me, because when you're playing a headline show, you are playing to a room full of people who already know all your music, that are all really excited to be there specifically for you. And playing a festival set, like, you're kind of having to win people over. And so one of the things that I always try to do is figure out, like, either it's a cover or like a moment in one of my own songs that I feel like is really gonna grab people's attention, like doing something crazy with my voice or doing a cover of something that's really nostalgic that maybe people haven't heard in a while. And I feel like I try to make sure there's at least one moment in a festival set that people are gonna be talking about and that will make people latch on to me even if they never heard of me before I stepped on stage.
Do you have any expectations in terms of this festival that you're thinking about?
I feel like it's just gonna be a really great vibe. Like, I obviously am from the US and like I play for US audiences all the time, but I feel like when I play in Canada and when I play in the UK, when I play in Europe, I feel like I have, those audiences have really resonated with me in a particular way that like US audiences don't always. So I'm really excited to experience the Australia and New Zealand crowds, because I feel like we're gonna lock in a big way. And how I connect with like other like English speaking audiences in other parts of the world, I just feel like my sense of humor and like my lyrics like really land with these other types of audiences. And so I'm really excited to see how that feels down under.
With Laneway having such an amazing lineup that includes you, obviously, do you have anyone that you're eyeing out that you want to collaborate with potentially, or just chat to? Because we have Benny on the lineup, we have Geese on the lineup, like, come on.
Those are two artists I cannot wait to see. I feel like I really would love to sing with Gigi Perez one day, because like she has that amazing super low alto, and I feel like we could do some real alto magic together. We've never actually met, but we followed each other for ages, and I hope I get to see her play, and I hope we get to connect, because she's so incredibly talented. I hope we can make it happen. I don't know, we've never spoken, but maybe someday. I love Lucy Dacus as well. I can't wait to see her, and I feel like we would sing a beautiful song together. I'm obsessed with Chapel. I'd love to write with Chapel, because like I just feel like, I mean, or sing with her anything, she's a star, but I feel like her song craft is so impressive. Like all her music is like so well executed and just like effortless and vibey and like amazing. So I would love to work with her too. But you could throw a dart at anyone on the Laneway lineup and I would be lucky to work with them. Such an amazing group of people.
That was JC speaking to Jensen McRae, head of Laneway 2026. We're going to be right back after a little break. Some more songs to get brown to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.